We turn now to Brazil. Crime has been in the headlines there, especially as Brazil prepares to host two huge sporting events, the World Cup and the Summer Olympics. And a recent spate of attacks by minors has kicked off a debate. Increasingly, children in Brazil are not only victims of violence, but perpetrators. The country is struggling with what to do about it, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Copacabana Beach, where I am now, is the tourist hub in Rio. Its wide beach and foliage-covered cliffs, a real draw. This month, not far from here, an American woman and her partner were abducted. She was brutally gang-raped. He was beaten. What was most shocking about the crime to Brazilians were the ages of the accomplices.
Why? That's what you ask yourself. It's horrible. It's criminal energy.
Silvia Rumpold is walking at dusk by the sea in Rio with her friend Maria de Paula. They say they can't believe one of those arrested was barely into his teens.
Uma barbaridade, né? Uma falta de responsabilidade.
She agrees. What's happening with children in Brazil is barbaric, Maria de Paula also says. Crimes committed by young people are on the rise. In the last 10 years, arrests of minors for robbery and murder have jumped 138% in the state of Sao Paulo alone, according to police statistics. One recent example, a gang of 10-year-olds was apprehended this month for using toy guns to hold up commuters at traffic lights. The reasons for the rise in youth crime are complex, say experts.
My name is André Martins. I'm an associate professor at Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Martins is a psychiatrist who has studied troubled teens. He says in some ways the surge in youth crime is a product of Brazil's economic boom.
Então, a gente soma duas coisas. Por lado,
on the one hand, Brazilian children have no proper preschool. There's no daycare, he says. Kids grow up on the streets from an early age in the poorer areas. They've not learned empathy or how to deal with others, he says. And then they're bombarded with the message that they have to consume, but they don't have access to what they want, and so they try and get it at any price, Martins says. Add to that the problem of drugs. There is a crack epidemic in Brazil, and you have a lethal mix, he says. For many, the answer to the problem here is tougher measures against juvenile offenders. Hundreds of people gathered on a recent weekend to demand that the age of criminal responsibility be lowered from 18 to 16 in Brazil. The wave of protests were prompted by another headline-grabbing incident this month. A 19-year-old university student was killed by a 17-year-old recidivist who was trying to steal his cell phone. Artem Depman is the uncle of the murdered college student.
We are fighting here to change this law that we believe is not making justice to the people that are struggling to make a better society here in Brazil.
In a poll carried out last week, a whopping 93% of people agree the law should change. But activists and psychologists who work with minors say doling out more punishment isn't the answer. A group of children mimic their teacher as they learn dance steps during a mid-morning class in a poor area of Sao Paulo. It's part of a program run by the Maria Helen Drexel Association that takes street kids and fosters them in more stable environments. The aim, says program founder Father João Drexel, is to give children a strong, nurturing foundation. He says his organization has been working for 40 years, but things recently have changed. Many of the children who come to them now have already been exposed to criminal behavior.
So the children that come today are much more difficult than 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
He says putting younger teens in prison won't help the situation. Brazil has to address the underlying causes of the violence.
Our government is not invested in housing, is not invested in health, is not invested in education.
He says an entire generation is growing up at risk. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.